Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, here we go. It's time to talk to Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Buying or selling a home, what to look for when it comes to those trees. And you know, it's like that home inspection. Roof matters, but so do those trees and possible water in the basement. It all kind of is combined when you're buying or selling a home. And people sometimes don't always see the forest through the trees. He is here today, and he's ready to go to work. I'm always ready, brother.
You're good,
man. I'm always ready. Here he is, 412-884-TREE. We got a lot to get to, but you know, you just, we were talking during the news, and I knew about this topic the last couple of days, but you just enlightened me why this is such an important topic, because you got to take a look at those trees, because they're so crucial, helpful, but also can be hurtful when it comes to buying or selling a home.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that'll buy a house because of the tree, and there's a lot of people that won't buy a house because of the tree, but the main thing is, you know, if you're buying a house, to don't overlook like the potential cost you may have in tree work on that property. And I go over this with a lot of realtors. I'm in a lot of network groups and chamber of commerces, and I try to get their ear, and I'm like, look, go to bat for your buyer. Like, get this negotiated in the sale of the house, like, so they don't step into this house and then next day they have $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in tree work, which it's very common. I've been seeing it over the last 5 years because it's a very popular call for us new homeowners that buy the house and they want to address the tree work or want to know about the tree work. They want an assessment. And I'm like, wow, your realtor really dropped the ball. They should have, you know, called this to your attention.
You know what else I've noticed, and obviously being a homeowner a couple of times, insurance companies now for homeowners, they're walking the perimeter.
Yeah.
They're not just looking inside the nooks and crannies or up in the attic or in the basement, but they're walking the perimeter. And I got to believe if you've got some dangerous trees, no matter how nice the house is, it could actually prevent that sale from going through.
Yeah, we get a lot of those calls too, that they're getting a homeowner's policy and the adjuster comes out and they're like, look, we want you to trim these trees back. We want you to remove these trees. Before, it used to be just like dead trees that were pretty obvious what's going to happen if they fall and hit the house. But we've been getting people calling us that the homeowners won't even write the policy if there's a tree that has potential to hit the house, whether it's dead or healthy. And because they want to mitigate their risk down to basically nothing and write that policy for you and have no chance of ever having to have a claim on it where they have to pay out, especially if it's a new policy and the homeowner doesn't have a lot built into it. So they have ulterior motives, but it's kind of a fine line because you might say, well, this tree gives this house shade, and the past homeowner tells me how low their cooling costs were because of the shade of this tree. And now the homeowners, you're telling me I have to cut this tree down. So there's a lot involved in it. That's why people need to call us.
Yeah, give them a call. And by the way, we'd like you to call us now with any of those tree-related questions. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, 412-884-TREE is how you can reach Carlos. So here's the thing. We, the baby boomer generation, many are getting ready to downsize, move into a ranch home, a patio home. But a lot of the homes that were either bought or built in the 50s or 60s, as smart as those folks were, and my parents, I definitely put in that category, we've talked about this briefly before, they always put those little evergreens so close to the front porch, not realizing that they would become behemoth someday. So if you are one of those who, well, should have put that evergreen a little bit further away from the house, closer to the road as opposed to the lamppost. Now you're going to sell that house. So you should get Carlos to come over and let you know, hey, before this is a problem when it comes to buyer and seller getting together so you can get on and enjoy your golden years, maybe it's best to take care of the trimming now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that all goes in with like curb appeal. You hear realtors talk about that all the time. Like, I'll list your house, but I want to make sure it has curb appeal. Like, do this, do that. But the trees are kind of the same way. Like, if nothing else, if the trees look like they've been addressed or trimmed recently, or, you know, if you have a dead tree, definitely want to get that out of there. But that kind of spills over into everything that the potential buyer might view, you know, on the property or in the house. They'll say, well, this homeowner took care of the trees. it spills over into the rest of the maintenance with the house. So it's a good look for you, the seller, to have a buyer show up and see the trees are in good shape. They're not neglected. They've been worked on recently. So it helps you in getting that sale to maybe go through quicker than delay it.
You always look better with a fresh haircut.
For sure.
It's that simple, man.
New haircut, new shoes, man. Remember when you were a kid? Got those new shoes and you were like, I could run faster now, and the haircut.
Yeah. Jump higher. Yeah. You know, I wonder if kids actually climb trees anymore.
I hope so.
Yeah. I used to see the whole world, man. I'd be up there above the roof line, mm-hmm. and just, man, it was like you felt like an eagle, man. You could see anything, and that's when your eyes were good. But there's nothing like building a treehouse if you do it safely and eco-friendly, but back in those days we didn't. But just, you felt as though you were superhuman when you'd get up that tree.
Yeah, that was, I mean, it was an accomplishment, you know. It was goal-oriented, like, here's a tree, and I want to get up to that branch, and, you know, you get the courage to do it, and you get that high, and you're like, well, maybe I'll go a little higher. And,
well, here's the other thing. This is a phrase that nobody ever probably even heard of that is like Zach's age, my producer, who happens to live in Greenfield, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
right,
he does.
Zach.
Yes. Good. So is shinny up that tree.
Oh, shinny?
Shinny up that tree.
Okay.
My dad would say, shinny up that tree and get that ball out of there. I don't want that ball up there. Get that thing out of that frisbee. Shinny up that tree and get that thing out of there.
That sounds like Pittsburghese.
Yeah, man. All right, 866-391-1020. So here's the thing. Let's also talk about if you're a new homeowner. Could I call you and say, look, I want to put some trees here, take care of the trees that are here, but can you give me some suggestions so 10, 15 years down the road, I'm not going to be dealing with that ranch home with what they did back in the 50s and 60s, and now I'm just covered in trees, and they've polluted my gutters, and it's in the wires, and I'm too old to do it myself, and I don't have the income to get it done. So can you help people with future plans as far as their property?
Yes, 100%. Give us a call. We could come out. One, we do like an assessment for you. It's $129, but then if you hire us, we roll that into any tree work you have on the property.
That's not bad.
But we could come out and kind of identify the trees, let you know the maintenance involved in them, let you know what the age and the shelf life of that tree is and what you should expect as now the owner of that tree. And then maybe it's better to get these large trees out of there that have outgrown their coverage area, like you touched on.
Right.
And maybe start with something else that you have more attachment to, that's not as threatening, maybe a little more ornamental, you know. So there's so much involved in it. But you could give us a call and get myself or Troy, our ISA certified arborist out there. He's very knowledgeable of what species and what it's going to look like full grown. You know, everybody buys that tree in that little bucket or little pouch and puts it in right there, and hindsight's 20/20. So we can get ahead of that for you. We can help you out with all that.
And here's the other thing too, especially those saplings, those trees that fling it, man, you know, you don't realize it looks good one time during the year, and then you're, you know, in that house for the first full season of four. Next thing you know, you're peeling it off the picture window and it's jamming up your downspout. So there's a whole, I honestly, Carlos, I never realized other than, boy, that's a pretty tree.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into this, right?
There is. I mean, it's your home. It's going to be probably one of your biggest investments or maybe your best investment that you make in your, a lot of people make in their lifetime. So, you know, if you're banking on that investment and you want to make sure it pays off, or you want to make sure you're doing everything properly, and the tree work kind of falls in with that. And there's so much involved in it. You know, you could kind of get us out there, like I said, and get ahead of everything and position yourself in a good way, rather than, you know, having yourself end up costing you more in the long run to clean those gutters or plant a new tree because it was too close.
Also going to tell you about a job that they recently did, Greater Pitt Tree Service. But if you want to reach them, 412-884-TREE. Now, this is going into the second segment. We start giving you a chance to ask all of your tree-related questions. So if you have a tree-related question and you need it answered, you get real-time answers right now on the radio with Carlos. You can call us. All of our lines are open at 866-391-1020. Whatever it is, we can handle it. 866-391-1020. So you know how certain stories kind of take you back in time.
Yes.
You're talking about your new shoes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a fact. While you were talking, and now as we continue to roll through this segment, 8mm home movie that my dad always seemed to be moving the camera too fast. 4th of July, 10 years of age, my Keds, not Converse, Keds, not PF Flyers, Keds, high tops, in a tree early on 4th of July morning, getting ready to have that charcoal cookout, hamburgers and hot dogs, nothing else. My dad's slinging beer and we're drinking RC Cola. I see that home movie in my mind's eye right now. Got the cowlick going, no shirt, the cut off the Wrangler jeans, skinny as a toothpick like yesterday, man. Wow.
Yeah, good memories for
man.
Sure.
Man, yeah, climb a tree, it. Be a kid.
Yep.
But there was always a kid that always broke his arm. Somebody always fell out of a tree and broke his arm.
That's a good thing, though. I mean, you had to get broken bones and drink from hoses back then to toughen you up.
And my dad would say, just rub a little dirt on it. You'll be okay. I'll take him to the emergency room. Let me finish doing what I got to do in the garden. We'll get him there.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a break. Get on the line. You got a tree question. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. And our number is 866-391-1020. This guy, I tell you, we could do this show in a phone booth at 3 in the morning, and he would get calls. They love this guy, Carlos McClintock. He, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE. You have a question, 866-391-1020. Here's Sally on KDKA for Carlos McClintock. Go ahead, Sally.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you.
Yes, I took over, my brother and I took over my mother's home when she passed away. When she bought this house, she had trees taken out. Well, the neighbor right close to us, really close, has a huge, old, old, old Christmas tree. And it's hanging kind of over on our side. And we have trees, if they're bothering us, we get them out, you know, even if they're smaller ones. Well, she said to me, she can't afford it. And it's dangerous. I'll tell you, we get these bad storms, and it's a worry, I'll tell you. Would you have any recommendations?
Yeah, that's a very common occurrence or question, the topic that we deal with. The neighbor's tree might not be bothering them, the owner of the tree, but is kind of threatening to the neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fine line. I mean, sometimes the owner of the tree will say to you, well, if you want it down and you're paying for it, have at it. Or maybe, you know, maybe they'll split the cost. It all depends on the relationship you have with the owner of the house. And
it can go
a few different directions.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know I went to the borough, the Bridgeville borough, you know. They sent her a letter. And at one time, they came out, and they told her that that tree ought to come out of there. It's scary, you know. It really is scary. And she says, I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, yep, maybe give us a call, and we could at least get a price. Everybody can. Maybe she can afford it. She might not. It might be cheaper than she thinks, possibly. So give us a call.
412-884-TREE. Let's go right to the phones again. Here's Mary in Baldwin. Anybody with a question for Carlos, now's the time to call. 866-391-1020. Hi, Mary.
Hi there. I have a tree that has been pruned, but it grew a lot last winter and this winter because the winters were so mild. And as a result, they couldn't reach the top of the tree without a bucket truck. And the bucket trucks were all being utilized by utility companies, and which certainly is more important than the top of my tree. But because it was pruned, it kind of looks like a pineapple now. And I was wondering, would you have the equipment to cut off some of those top branches so that it looks more like the pine tree it's supposed to be?
Yes, we definitely have the equipment. We do have a bucket truck, and we also have a tracked aerial lift that's more or less a bucket truck, but on tracks. And we could, that one goes up actually 100 feet. So it's very rare that we can't access or get to the top of a tree. So give us a call, and I could come out and take a look and give you a price.
Okay, that sounds good. You wouldn't need the one on tracks because it's right in the front yard, and you could access it from the street.
Awesome.
Easily. Okay, I will do that. I just didn't want to bother you if you didn't have the equipment.
No, we definitely have the equipment, Mary, and you're close. I live in Overbrook, Carrick, and Baldwin's really close, so you could give us a call, and we'll get out there and get you a free estimate.
Oh, that'd be great.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you so much,
mm-hmm,
and I love the program.
Thank you.
All right, get in here and give us a call. You have any tree-related questions, 866-389-1020. Are there any trees that you, when you pull up, you go, we'll handle it, but, man, this is a tough tree to deal with. Are there certain trees that are just tougher than others?
Yeah, actually, Christine, who we're asking to call in later on in the show, she had a job Thursday. I mean, it was just a job where the trees were landlocked in her backyard. There was no equipment to get in her yard. We actually used the neighbor's yard, who was nice enough to let us use their property with our tracked aerial lift. But, I mean, it was a job where my crew was like, man, don't try to get too many of these jobs. Because we literally had to get the tree down on the ground and then just carry it out piece by piece. There were actually three trees. So there's always jobs like that. That's Pittsburgh. We don't shy away from the hard work. There's a lot of companies that won't take jobs like that. And I like a challenge. So let's go. Give it to me. Let's get it done.
You know, I got to tell you a quick story. Another thing that these trees can do, the berry trees, okay? I had a guy doing a little bit of roof work for me on my back garage. And he said, you better do something about that tree. I'm like, what are you talking about? It looks pretty. He said, well, I don't think you realize, but that's a smorgasbord for these raccoons up there. And there was polluted raccoon doo-doo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be really conscious of everything. These trees, it just never stops.
Yeah, so much involved with it. And that's why I love what I do. I'm so passionate about it. Like, I mean, every day is different. One day I'll get a call to rescue a cat out of a tree. And next day we'll cut down a tree and it's filled with honeybees. And it's just awesome to be out there and being out in Pittsburgh and meeting the people of Pittsburgh and interacting and being a part of the community and doing something that you really love.
Where'd you get that fish sandwich the other day? And you said you're going to put it in your rotation?
That's Silky's over in Bloomfield. I'm going to give a plug there. Their food, I mean, their kitchen's top notch. They got like a real deal, like cook over there, and everything's good over there. We'll have to go over there next time.
We'll do it. Here's Jay, Mount Lebanon. Hey, Jay, you're on the air with Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Yeah, enjoy the show, guys. I wanted to follow up on the last caller who had a problem with her neighbor's tree. Through my own experience, I discovered, to my surprise, that in the state of Pennsylvania, if my tree, part of my tree or my whole tree, falls over on the neighbor's property or house and does damage, that's the responsibility of my neighbor. If it falls, whatever falls on my house is my insurance or my responsibility, and what falls on their house, regardless of who owns the tree, is the responsibility split that way. I think that's correct. Is that right?
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that. Once that tree falls in somebody else's property, they own it. It's theirs. And or if the tree, like the last caller was saying, like the branches kind of go over her property. So legally, you're allowed to cut your airspace back. So any of those branches from your neighbor's tree that hang into your invisible airspace property line, legally, you have the right to cut them back. And as far as the homeowners that you were touching on, if it falls, the homeowners will cover the claim unless the tree's in a declining state or dead. Then they'll claim that you neglected to remove it before it fell on your neighbor's house or your house. And then the homeowners won't cover the claim, and then it'll have to be a civil matter. So there's a lot involved in it.
So if the tree on my property falls on my neighbor's house and goes through their roof, somebody's going to assess whether it was a healthy tree and fell.
Correct.
Or whether it was, many healthy trees fall, right?
Well, they do, because that comes down in what's considered on your policy as an act of God. Wind, rain, ice, lightning brings a tree down. No one can predict or prevent that. That's an act of God, and it's listed in your policy that way. But if the tree's dead and it falls, it becomes neglect, because it's, you know, pretty obvious when a tree's dead that it has more potential to fall. So
then that would be my responsibility if it fell on my neighbor's house.
Correct.
So it's an act of Satan, not God, right?
yeah, you can put it that way.
So you just waited the entire time to use that line, didn't
that
you?
That was good. I did.
I've been waiting a week for that, right?
All right, bud. Hey, have a great day. All right, listen, get on the line. If you have a tree question, we've also got a satisfied customer who they helped out in a big way, and they can help you, too, at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. It is Carlos McClintock. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA. All right, 412-884-TREE. He is Greater Pitt Tree Service. He is Carlos McClintock, and we've got Diana, Denise. We're going to get to all of you. Be patient, but Christine is on the line. Christine, welcome to KDKA. Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning.
Hi, Christine.
Glad to be here. Hi, Carlos.
Mm-hmm. So the topic that we're speaking about today kind of got spawned from your job on Thursday, which is like kind of textbook occurrence when we deal with new homeowners that have bought the house, you know, have settled in there, and then they go outside and they're like, geez, I think this tree is problematic or might need trimmed or might need removed. And you call us and we come out and it could be very expensive. We took down three large trees for you, which was, you know, pretty pricey. So just wanted to have you talk about how, you know, how you felt about all that, not having the realtor kind of call it to your attention and things like that.
I believe that we knew that there was probably something with the tree when we first were looking at the property. However, we probably should have been encouraged by our realtor to get it checked out. And after we moved in several months later, it got progressively worse. So it was definitely deteriorating or, you know, decaying, and we ignored it. And it wasn't until we had a beautiful 60-degree day that I decided to go out and rake leaves that I saw that it was in far worse condition than we could have ever imagined. And then that led to looking at the other trees surrounding it, and we had two more trees that we considered taking down, and one of them that looked fine on the exterior was actually worse probably than the other tree because it was completely hollowed out in the center, and we wouldn't have known that until, you know, Carlos took it down and we saw that was, you know, far worse too.
Yeah, that tree actually, when I looked at it, had some dead tops that I pointed out. So I kind of figured like something was going on with it that was preventing the growth from traveling up through the tree and keeping the canopy, the tops of the tree healthy. And yeah, Rob, we cut this tree down and, you know, to the naked eye, the trunk was solid. The one next to it that was problematic had a big portion missing, and it caused it to kind of rot out from the bottom and was very obvious. But the other tree we took down that they were kind of on the fence with because they didn't want to cut down all their trees. And I'm like, I don't know, this one has a little issues too. So we end up cutting it down, get it on the ground. It's completely hollow.
Oh,
there was actually another tree growing out of the middle of it. That's how decayed it was.
Jeez.
But yeah, so getting back to like the issue Christine had there, you know, I feel like that would have definitely been something that the realtor could have negotiated in. Maybe the seller would have split the cost if they come out and got a price on it or paid for it to have the deal go through. So that's what we're trying to get ahead of right now. And I've been trying it for years and getting the being able to talk to real estate agents that, you know, you're going to look like a rock star if you could get this negotiated in the transaction and not have your client pay for it out of their pocket, you know, a couple months later.
I will say that the crew that arrived, Carlos and his men and their all their equipment, it was such a production to watch. It was really unbelievable how they could do the impossible. Like I do say that, you know, the situation was not easy, and the professionalism and the way that they had a strategy and efficiently worked and everything was done. It took a whole day, but I would never have imagined that they performed everything so smoothly when I knew that it was a very, very difficult job. So that was impressive.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that I'll be honest, like that job 5-10 years ago for us would have been a 2 or 3 day job. And most other companies out there, you know, and I know my competitors, that's at least a 2 day job there. And my guys are so good and they're just soldiers. We like dug in. I mean, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock and I went back there and I was like, I don't know, man, these guys. And that was a job like I'm on site all day and I'm out there working with the crew. And the next day I was had a hard time getting out of bed because it was very laborious.
Yeah, but I bet.
It was like 3 o'clock and I was just like, let's just dig in, keep our heads down and get it done. And we were able to get it done in one day for them.
A lot of relief though, Christine, when it was done, huh?
Well, because I realized that had we let that go, if I hadn't been in that backyard on that 60 degree day, I kept thinking to myself, what could have happened? You know, so the fact that I had, because on the front side of the tree, it looked normal, but it was not until you got behind the tree that you saw all the destruction of it, you know, from animals or wood, birds, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So I was really feeling fortunate that I could call Carlos. He came out immediately, scheduled the job, you know, everything kind of fell into place. So I just feel very fortunate that we were able to do this when we did.
Yeah, and that's awesome for us to hear, and that's what we're looking for. And, you know, we want new homeowners to, when you look outside and you have trees, give us a call, because I could come out there, or one of our salesmen, our ISA certified arborist, can come out and just give a walkthrough, an assessment. It's very minimal. And then I'm sure there's going to be work that we're going to do on your property. So we roll that assessment fee into the price of the job. And that would have been something, you know, obviously great that you went out and looked at it. But had it maybe went a little longer, could have turned out really bad. So we encourage new homeowners to call us. We're on your side. We're going to come out. We're going to play devil's advocate. We're going to give you the information. And we're going to, you know, kind of point you in the right direction on what to do with the trees.
Christine, thank you so much for that call. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks,
thank you.
Christine.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
She was extremely happy.
Yeah, that was like, I mean, that's what's so rewarding about what we do. Just to be able to go out there and, I mean, we overperformed on her job, I'll be honest. I'll take some pat on my back on that one, but to have her say that, like, you know, I'm so glad that it got addressed, because we get a lot of calls where it doesn't end up that way, that the tree falls. And her tree, that tree would have fell on a nice sunny day and people might have been in the backyard, because the tree was to the point that it was going to fail. And it didn't have to happen in a storm. We actually get more calls on a nice sunny day that a tree or a big branch came down, because there are trees like Christine's were that are in decline and gravity and physics take over and a big limb falls or the tree falls and you're back there mowing the grass or having a barbecue back there. And everyone's real vigilant in the storms, like, hey, get inside, get away from the tree. But we'll get more calls on a nice sunny day. So it's great that we were able to take care of that for her.
All right. Lots of calls for Carlos. By the way, you can reach them. Earlier you set up these appointments, better off you're going to be, especially for a spring cleanup and checkup time. It's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. All right, here we go. Let's say hi to Diana. Diana, you're next up for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I have to tell you that we do listen to KDKA a lot. So we hear Carlos on KDKA with Marty Griffin all the time in the morning. And Rob, whatever program you're on, we really appreciate you. So thank you so much for being on KDKA.
Thanks, Diane. I appreciate that.
And my question is, we have had a beautiful, very old magnolia tree that is dying, and part of it is dead, and we haven't had it taken down yet. But my question also is, it has a sprout coming up. It's about an inch
in diameter,
mm-hmm. And about 6 feet tall, and it has buds on it. Is the tree telling us that it could generate another tree, or does it have to come down also?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that would definitely be something I could comment more on if I came out and looked at the tree, or sent Troy, our ISA certified arborists out there to take a look at the tree. Those magnolias, they tend to, when they're that age, it sounds like it's an old tree to be that large. A lot of times those magnolias will like spawn a big cavity, and you could see like a big hole in one of the unions where some leads meet the trunk. But you look at the tree and it's still producing all its nice flowers in the spring. So there's a lot involved with kind of diagnosing the tree and what to do with it. And if you're getting bugs on some of the shoots, we can definitely come out and treat for that, because we do now what's called plant health care, where we could come out there and spray your property, spray your trees, fertilize them, spray for insects. I would say give us a call and let's get out there and take a look at it, and we could see which way to go for you.
Okay, thank you. We also have had the ground treated around it, mm-hmm. But it didn't seem to help anything with the magnolia tree to keep it alive. So it is definitely dying. But we were just hoping that maybe that we could leave this sprout and we could have another tree right where it was.
Very possible that around here we get so much sunlight and rain, everything like flourishes and grows. And like I was saying about Christine's, she had a tree growing inside a tree. So anything's possible.
Well, that's what this looks like.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to come out and look at it, so please give us a call.
Okay. Thank you very much answering my question.
Sure.
All right. Listen, we got time for some more calls, so give us a call, 866-391-1020. You can reach them at 412-884-TREE. As always, thank you for listening to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. All right, right back to the phones for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Here's Chuck in Zillionople. You're on KDK. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, listen, I have a maple tree, and one of my neighbors told me it's a special kind of maple tree that attracts these black and red bugs. And I've had them on the bottom of this tree for a couple years, and I've killed them off. But in the meantime, they've gotten off and got in the front of my house, and they're under my shingles and under my siding, and I'm sucking them out with sweeper and stuff like that. And they're like red winged, and they're black, and I don't know what kind they are. Is there something that you can tell me and help me out with there?
Yeah, sounds like they're the lantern flies that have been in the area now for a couple years. they're not going anywhere. They're saying that they're going to be here for another 3 to 5 years, and they're very problematic to have on your property because they emit this little liquid and it gets all over your property. And they're, you know, just, it's almost like the plague. It looks like some of these areas that have the lantern fly. So we could come out and spray for it, Chuck, and treat it and kind of stave them off from your maple tree and your property. So give us a call. We can get Troy out there. He's our ISA certified arborist. He has a great application for them that'll keep them off your property.
Okay. What about the house?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We could keep them. We could spray the whole area, and it kind of, you know, gets them out of wherever they're at on your property, your tree, your house. They like a smooth surface. So it's probably a maple that might have a smoother bark, and then if they're on the siding, the same thing.
Okay, I'm a little bit north of Zillionople. What do you guys come that far?
Yeah, as long as the money's green, we're coming, Chuck.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call then. Thank you very much, Carlos.
Thanks, Chuck. Nice talking to you.
All right, Denise Beachwood up next for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Denise.
I also have a magnolia tree.
Okay.
And it really needs trimmed.
Yeah, this is the right time of year to do it before, you know, spring's right around the corner, and we don't want to cut on anything that's a flowering tree. So
it's up over my house, and
yeah,
I want it away from the house somewhat. And my husband passed away, and he always would go out on our porch roof because from all the leaves, it would be on the one side of the gutter there.
Mm-hmm.
Would they do that also?
Yeah. Give us a call. We could come out and take a look at it. We've been known to clean a gutter or two from trees that are over it that we're trimming if we're on the property. And okay, we're really good with trimming the magnolias.
You said it's good to do it now.
Yeah, we got a couple weeks left. You want to trim them while they're dormant.
Okay.
And we're pretty open right now with our scheduling. So it's a good time to get a winter price from us, get immediate scheduling, and take care of the tree that needs trimmed in this season.
I got to tell you, it also has a wasp nest that we discovered in the fall when all the leaves fell.
Mm-hmm. Well, we like a good challenge, so, you know, get us out there. And they're dormant right now, too, so we can maybe get that nest out of there, relocate it.
Let's get Bernie from Ross on the air, KDKA. Go ahead, Bernie.
Well, yes, I have this situation where be he ever encountered this. I've been in my home for 40 years, and I have some in the rear of the house. I have these four trees. Of course, they were small then. Now they're about 50, 60 feet high. But they're not on my property. They're on what they call first way. Mm-hmm. It's a right-of-way behind the house, Ross Township Way. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if they ever fell on my house, they'd crush it, of course, and they're big enough. And I just wondered if he ever got into a situation like that.
Yes, we've got a lot of calls like that because there are a lot of right-of-ways around our area. And sometimes it might have been a street that never got developed back in the day, or it's a right-of-way for the utilities to run behind your property, or a buffer between your property and the next area over. So we can usually figure out, we have an app on our phone to figure out who owns that parcel of land, and then kind of contact them and see if they're willing to address it. And if they're not, then you always, you know, it's always an option that if you were paying for us to come out and remove the trees, usually they don't mind because it's in an area that doesn't really affect anything they're doing.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they would pay for it.
That's not too common, but I'm not saying it hasn't been done. If they're, you know, posing a threat to your property and they're sympathetic to it, then it has potential where they would pay for it. So give us a call.
To Frank in Morgantown and Joan in Shaler, I am out of time. Please just call him directly, and you can get him at 412-884-TREE. Home shows all over. You're going to be busy. Tell folks where you're going to be.
Yeah, next weekend we have one at the Northway Block Mall, which is right off McKnight Road, directly across from Ross Park Mall. That's a weekend 3-day home show. We have a booth there. And then the following week or the first week of March is the South Hills home show at Cool Springs Sporting Complex now.
AHN.
And then the following week is the big Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show, 10 days down the convention center. I'll be there. We'll be there. We love going down there. We love seeing people that we worked for in the past come up and talk to us, get new customers. We love those 10 days.
I love the convention center. I do a great job with that. But again, if you want to get something done, now's the time when the book isn't as heavy, because in the spring, it's going to be a different story. So this way, you call, you can get someone out there and hopefully get this thing done in a matter of days, right?
Yeah, and we're still in our winter pricing till March 1st. And it, you know, it could be 20 to 30% cheaper because, you know, we're not so far backed up, and kind of, you know, prices fluctuate based on our schedule. We can't get to everybody. So when we're slow, we give you a better price, and that's right now. And we're not backed up 6 to 8 weeks. So you get a better price, you get us out there quicker. It's a win-win for everybody. And then, you know, also like the last couple callers, like there are trees that we can only trim this time of year. So time's running out. Give us a call.
You're becoming one of the fans' favorites very early because people like you. So keep doing what you're doing. All right. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, Rob Pratt, Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.